VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
So I was going to tell you, and this is just part of the experiment, okay? Yeah. I put one of my titles into just the plain old Google search engine, all right? Yeah. It did come up. It did show, and I have...
In Google Shopping?
No, this is Google search because people are getting different, confused. I understand. That's why I'm saying this. Right. In Google search, it came up.
Right.
The next thing I'm going to experiment with, which might not be while the show is going on, is the Google Shopping thing and and the bullet points. I will let you know as soon as I find that out. But have no fear. It is showing up in Google search. So,
So Google search is not what we're talking about.
Well, some people are.
And that is a mistake. So we're not talking about Google search. We're talking about Google Shopping. Two different things. Google Shopping is like Google's marketplace in aggregate. It takes merchants and marketplace inventory from around the globe and puts it up for you to see in a place called Google Shopping, the link to which is on the top of any Google page.
And we will test that out next and let you know definitively.
Yeah. Definitively.
I promise. Okay.
Most indubitably.
So Betsy's on the line with us because the FCC just made an announcement that they have the text. Betsy, what's going on?
Well, earlier today, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, released the full text of its new open internet order,
Yay.
Which is commonly known as net neutrality.
Yeah.
They voted on the long-awaited net neutrality rules last month with a final vote of 3-2. Although the rules passed last month, the full text of the order has not been available till today. And this is on ebaymainstreet.com where you can find this information with a link to the order itself. And I think some of the chapter headings say it all. Strong rules that protect consumers from past and future tactics that threaten the open internet. No reasonable interference or unreasonable disadvantage to consumers or edge providers. An open internet promotes innovation, competition, free expression, and infrastructure deployment. And the commission must act to preserve internet openness. So they've set up evidently some strong rules that protect consumers from practices that can threaten the open internet.
And Yay!
It's quite a long order, but you can read the whole text at transition.fcc.gov.
Thank you.
And that's something we've all been hoping for and working toward. Yeah. Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy.
Oh, Betsy, while you're on the phone with me, do you want to make the announcement on the first two speakers?
Oh, I'd love to. It just so happens we've announced our first two speakers at ervegas.com for this year's eBay Radio Party and Conference. Our keynote for the first day, Social Selling, will be presented by Marcia Collier. She's the award-winning author of the best-selling eBay for Dummies and Social Media for Dummies series. She also wrote the Ultimate Online Customer Service Guide, Social Media Commerce for Dummies. She's been named to numerous lists of the top influencers in social media, including the one of Forbes magazine. She's also a top-rated seller known on eBay as Marcia C. Our second speaker, and we need a drum roll with this one because we're very excited. This is the first year she's been a speaker. And that is Dana Crawford, the founder and CEO of Power Selling Mom, Inc. She's the founder of virtualonlinelearning.com. She's an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant, as well as an eBay consignment seller since 1997. She was inducted into the Hall of Fame, in the eBay Hall of Fame in 2008, and also received a special award from eBay GivingWorks for her charity listing endeavors. She's a top-rated seller known on eBay as Dana. And we are very excited to have both of these wonderful speakers at this year's eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Thank you.
Marcia Collier and Dana Crawford.
Thank you, Betsy. Two great ones there. We appreciate it.
Yes, that's terrific.
See you later, Betsy. See you on the radio.
Bye.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Or you can call us or contact us by using the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player you're listening to us right now. Just click Contact Us, fill out the little form, make sure you fill out the part that ask for certain things that are in red there, the ones that you have to fill out. submit it to us, and we're happy to read it over the air and, you know, maybe help you with an issue that you're having with eBay. Or maybe you're going to do that to give us a tip. We like both things, so we appreciate anything we can get here. Right, Griff?
We do. We appreciate everything. We take nothing for granted.
No, we do not.
Nothing.
So, from what you were saying earlier about where the woman called in and asked about why it seemed like when she listed some things, things sold even if they weren't the new things she listed. I'm finding out the same thing, but after what you just said, because I started listing again and listed the camera.
Yeah.
And somebody called about it a few hours later. That guy probably was looking for that type of cameras, or maybe he collects the old ones or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could have been that he had that on a watch for this or something, and that's why he found it so quickly.
That's possible, yes.
Okay.
I need to see the details, mm-hmm. as always. And the devil lives in a condo called Details. It's the Details Estates. It's a gated community.
So
that's where the devil lives there.
So you were talking about going to Washington, D.C. for another fly-in. Is that going to be regarding the sales tax issue?
No, not just that. So it's not that we focus in on any particular issue. We just connect eBay sellers, a group of eBay sellers, with their actual state representatives in Congress. So their senator and or congressman. And we let them tell their story. And we don't really... So there's no... like coaching beforehand. We're there just as a facilitator. And if they have questions about eBay, then one of us might say something or jump in to answer the question. But it's basically just giving a chance for state representative to hear one of their constituents who happens to be an eBay seller and what matters to them. It could be a number of things. A lot of times it's, you know, thank you for supporting legislation that's actually helped small businesses, but it's just a chance to get them together.
Well, it's going to be very exciting.
I think so. Yes.
So we.
The last time I haven't been in 10 years. It'll be 10 years since I've been on one of these trips, and I had such a great time the last time. I remember it well, and it was an education. Plus, I have to go out and buy a dress shirt and tie because you have to wear a tie and. I can't go in jeans and a t-shirt, a black t-shirt, and pretend I'm like Steve Jobs or something.
No, it's considered undignified.
I suppose.
Yeah. God forbid we should look undignified in front of our politicians in Washington, D.C.
I actually don't mind doing it because when I... Because
we know they're the epitome of dignity.
No, that's not... it's just an excuse for me to buy something. So
oh, good.
I'm going to buy a very expensive... I don't know. I might get one of those Emile Yito ties or something. So I'm going to look fabulous, darling.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Oh, I'm going to look so good.
I'm positive.
Because it's all about me.
Well, I can't wait to hear how it goes. Very exciting. I remember
notes.
The last time you did it. It was a few years ago, I think.
It was mm-hmm. Back then we used to call it the United States of eBay. I think we're a little less cocky now, so
yes.
We wouldn't say that. But.
Well, you know, as of March 10th, eBay began testing a new design of the sign-in and registration page. Did you notice that?
I just heard about it, yes.
And just to tell you, that what we're saying is absolutely true. Everything is going mobile. It's going to eventually, everything is going to be mobile. There are going to be no desktops. So eBay began testing a new design of the sign-in and registration page, which will fit the screens of mobile devices. So over the next couple of weeks, you may come across this new experience when you sign into your account or register a new account. So when they're testing, they don't necessarily put it out to everyone.
Right. Yeah.
So you may not have it, but...
Right. And the concern, of course, I think for some people is how do I know this is really eBay? So It is.
It is.
Yeah.
Listen, Edie from Santa Monica, California has sent us some email, Griff.
Oh, great.
She's been listening to the show, and she gave us an eBay listing number, and she said it has bullet points.
Yeah.
She found it in Google search, but not Google shopping.
Yeah, but I can't, without knowing all of the details
exactly.
of the listing, I couldn't tell you why. So if she's got, or if the listing, if the seller has the shipping configured improperly, if it's free shipping, and they have it selected for flat rate, which you, I don't think you'll know unless you can look inside the listing by clicking the revise button. I can't analyze the listing unless I can get inside it.
Okay.
Sorry.
But we're still checking, and we'll figure it all out. All of us together, we'll figure
well,
it out.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, I'm
they
not going to stop
it easy.
Until. Yeah, but I'm not going to stop till I figure it out.
You're not going to stop.
No, no. This is very important. I love those bullet points. And if we can't use them, if they're not going to show up in Google Shopping, why use them, right?
Yeah. So I just found a tie on eBay. I think I'll buy it.
Okay.
But it's $385.
No,
I'm out of my mind.
Do you think anybody there is going to notice that you have a $300-something tie on?
I don't expect everyone. I only expect the people who matter to me to notice. And that would be someone who's smart enough to know that I'm wearing a Zenya tie.
And how much do they cost on eBay?
Well, this one's $385. I think I can actually... The last time I was in San Francisco, I was at Neiman Marcus, and they had such an eye-watering selection that I can go on their website and make some price comparisons. But, yeah, I think I'll buy one of these ties.
Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, or contact us, email.
Set me back a few. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 312.
If your eBay business isn't on social media, you're missing out on sales. Marcia Collier is the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She has this tip.
Social selling is really important because we're all in social media. And how are we spending our time in social media? Are we building a brand? Are we just on autopilot? And some accounts, I can see the same accounts tweeting out the same things and they don't engage with anybody. Engagement. But the whole thing in building a community, which is what eBay was built on in the first place. It was about the community.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. When you're done registering for the eBay Radio Party at ervegas.com, give us a jingle and tell us what you plan to do during that week. It's going to be a fun week at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Well, you ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, why not?
Louise, Colorado Springs, Colorado, known as Herbs, Crafts, Gifts. Hey, Louise, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hi.
I actually have a question, a problem question.
Oh.
So when we opened a new ID for Gene, I wanted to build up feedback. On January 31st, I ordered two items for him to build that feedback from China, and they still haven't arrived. And I acknowledge that there was a holdup of shipments coming in, parked in the Pacific Ocean for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently that's all taken care of. The other day, I got an email saying that I needed to leave feedback. Well, I haven't gotten anything yet, so I went to the Resolution Center to open a case that I haven't received it yet. And they said, no, the projected delivery is from February 17th to Wednesday, March 25th, which will then be 60 days. And so then my hands will be tied because I can't say that I haven't gotten it, but 60 days will be passed, and I'm sort of like between a rock and a hard place.
What does it say in the listing? Does it say that long into the future for delivery?
Let me look. I'm looking at my sole thing. It says free economy shipping from outside the United States. If I order today, it would be delivered between March 31st and May 2nd.
Hmm. Well, that's just odd. Send that to me. I don't know what's going
on. All right. Okay. And what am I doing the week of the radio party?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Being at the radio party.
Yes!
I should hope so.
You've already signed up.
We have, both of us.
I saw your name.
And I'm looking forward to the meetup, or to the education specialist extra session, and I'm hoping that we have a meetup one also.
Yeah, we haven't.
We're going to have a meetup seller group, too.
Oh, good.
We are going to have one. Yeah, we thought maybe. Well, we'll let you know when, but we're going to have it.
So I'm 99.99% confident that PowerU will have the updated BOS content beyond basics of selling content up on the site before then. So we'll have something to talk about.
That's super terrific. And then just one other quick question, and I don't think you can address it here, but Griff, you did something with Anastasia in New York for her meetup.
Yes.
And could you, I asked on the meetup board on Facebook how that was done. You know, equipment did you use and how did that happen?
Well, that's a good question. A very good question. I'll answer it here. So ideally, what you would have on the meetup end is a computer, laptop or desktop, a webcam and a microphone, and a screen on your end so that the people in the meetup can see what's happening. And that screen could be a big screen TV, or it could be a projector with a pull-up screen, so that people can see who's Skyping in, whether it's me or anyone else. And then a microphone and speaker so you can hear the guest who's Skyping in. That's the speakers. And then a mic and a webcam so that the speaker can see you or the room. Now, what they did with Anastasia did is she didn't use a projector or a screen. What she did is she was having the meetup in a place that had a rather big screen TV up on the wall. So she just plugged her laptop into that and used the laptop's webcam and microphone so that I could see the people in the room. And then they could see me because I have my webcam set up and my and a headset, and I could talk to them. And it worked out actually pretty well. The downside, or the things to keep in mind, are is the technology. So everything, the quality of the video, the audio is pretty good, but the quality of the video is dependent upon the quality of the webcams being used, and also the connection. So sometimes that, if you've ever used Skype, sometimes it can be a little choppy or pixelated if it's a low resolution, one of those inexpensive webcams. I went out and bought an expensive webcam to use for my end so that at least we look good. I'm not expecting meetup people to go out and spend money on a bunch of equipment.
But the webcam that's attached to the laptop would suffice?
Yeah. As long as, I mean, it's a little awkward. It's better to have a separate webcam because then you can move it around a lot easier. If your meetup group is 10 people, you can probably get them to all cluster around a laptop and it will work fine. If your meetup group is your size, you're going to want some sort of screen projector, big TV or something.
For the projection of the speaker.
Right.
But as far as viewing the people in the room, it almost doesn't matter, does it? Unless we would have to move the laptop around if you were to see each
And that is
person.
That is actually not if you're going to that'll work as long as you're going to leave the laptop in one place. But you can buy a really good webcam that you can plug into your Windows or Mac laptop or computer for, you know, $20, and it'll do.
Really?
Yeah, you should price these.
Fantastic.
Things.
Fantastic.
On eBay, of course.
Well, of course.
Thank you, Louise.
Thanks, Louise. This segment of the first hour was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. 888 Radio 30. Call us in our second hour for Ask Griffin Lee.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month.
Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.